good. I'm going to ask questions you guys know already. Okay. Coach, how is being head coach again different from 8 years ago?
I don't think it's much different from 8 years ago, but it's just, hopefully learn some things in San Antonio. And, it's still pretty much the same. But it's good to be back, and it's more enjoyable for sure.
How would you assess your progress with Kevin Durant and Jeff Green, both rookies?
I think both rookies are doing well. I think they're tough learning experience when you play the kind of minutes that they're playing, and they're being asked to shoulder a pretty big chunk of the key roles on the team. But it's early. 12 games is not a long time, but I think it's been a good learning experience for them. The trip they just went through is going to help them a little bit. They certainly learned a little bit about life on the road in the NBA. But I think this year is going to be a continual learning experience for them. But they're up to it. The good thing about both of them is they don't take themselves too seriously. They will listen to the veteran players on the team. They want to be coached, and they welcome advice or criticism. So when you have their kind of ability and those kind of characteristics, it's a good future for both of them.
How did the last 2 days serve to just kind of regroup a little bit and then work on some things that you wanted to work on that you couldn't on the road?
It's just good to get back and practice. We had a lot of things we need to work on defensively. We got a chance to shoot the ball a little bit, which is good. One of the tough things on the road is oftentimes either not practicing or practicing in people's gyms and just having shoot-arounds and only having two baskets. So it was just good to get some shots up. It was good to be back in the practice facility. No shortage of things we need to work on, so practice time is valuable, and that'll be good for us in the next 2 weeks. Especially, we only got the one trip, so we've got 2 weeks where we can spend a lot more time working on things. But probably the number one thing we need to do is get healthy, and for every step we take forward, we take another couple back. Kurt's available for limited minutes tonight, which will be good, but now Johan's out for a bit with a strained back, and Robert did something to his heel in addition to his knee problem, so he's out for a while, and Luke's not really close right now, and Wheezy rolled his ankle yesterday, so it seems it's mainly the bigs. I don't know what it is, but we're having trouble getting our bigs healthy. It seems we've got more bigs down than anything else. The smalls other than Luke are in decent shape.
Is Wheezy going to be able to go tonight?
See what he feels like. He's going to try it. He wasn't able to do anything this morning, but half of that was just, let's wait and save him for tonight and see. But it didn't swell up a lot, which is a good thing, but he still has a decent amount of pain. So I think it'll literally be what he can tolerate and how it looks like he's moving.
Which heel on Robert? The same as his knee?
No, sure. I have no idea. Okay. One of the two. It's either the right or the left.
Are you concerned with the amount of weight Robert has put on, and do you feel that's deterred from his recovery?
I'm not concerned. I think that when you're not playing, it's very difficult to get weight off. I think a lot of the weight that he put on over the summer was good, because a lot of it wasn't just weight, it was strength. He got a lot stronger over the summer, which was very good. Unfortunately, now in the midst of a rehab, it's not good. And the bigger problem is getting the weight off. When you're not able to do anything, when you can't run, you can't get on the floor, it's really hard to get down. So he's been working with Dwight. He's dropped, I think 4 or 5, which is good. But at this point, yeah, if he could get more weight off short term, that'd be good till we get him back healthy and on the floor, and then we'll worry about bulking him up again.
So you think that would help in terms of his mobility to be able to drop a couple?
I don't know mobility. It would just help the knee. The less pounds he's carrying right now, and the more he's able to do physically, the better off he'd be.
Looks like New Jersey's going to play a smaller lineup. That must help you guys in terms of being able to match up with the problems you're having as far as injuries with your bigs.
Well, their small lineup worked well for a big chunk of the game in Portland, but they have a lot of bigs. They got a lot of guys that play. So I don't know what Lawrence will do, but they have 4 or 5 bigs they can throw at you out there. Whether they're going to go big or small, I'm not sure. Having Kurt back will be good. Whether Wheezy can go or not would be critical for us. If Wheezy's not able to go, then Jeff will get big minutes at 4, and we will be predominantly small the whole night, except when Robert's on the floor. But if Wheezy's able to go a little bit, then we should be okay in terms of being able to play big when we need to.
Is Kirk going to start tonight?
No.
So he's going to come off. And yeah. If Wheezy is available, will he start?
Yes, definitely.
Dribble penetration, you had talked about that during the trip and not being able to contain that.